And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Welcome to Maximum Rock and Roll Remote Radio from Beijing, China. My name is Nevin, and over the next hour, I'll play some of my favorite Chinese punk tracks while presenting a brief overview of the history and background of the scene. We started the show with the song Punk Wan Sui from the band 69. Alternatively translated as Long Live Punk or 10,000 Years Punk, it was off the 1999 Wu Liao Jun Dui compilation. That record, a compilation of four early Beijing bands, who collectively became known as the Bored Contingent, is an expanded version of Tiananmen 89's 10,000 Years Punk 7-inch, widely considered the first Chinese punk release. But while the Anarchy Boys, Brain Failure, Reflector, and 69 may have been some of the first bands to self-identify as punk, they weren't the only ones. By the mid to late 90s, punk bands had appeared around the country, as Western music increasingly made its way into China. Markets sprung up, first for bootleg tapes, and then for overstock CDs, known as dako, thrown away by Western countries and shipped to China as trash. By the end of the 90s, most major cities had clusters of underground bands playing their versions of everything from grunge to no wave to reggae to punk. Next, we'll hear a few of the early punk bands that weren't released on the Wu Liao Jun Dui compilation. The first track is Hang on the Box, with Asshole, I'm Not Your Baby, from their 2001 release, Yellow Banana.
Cause I fucking
That last song was SMZB's Violent Femmes influenced track, Chinese Music, from their 2001 Wuhan Punk 7-inch, released by the German label Nasty Vinyl. Before that was the Ouch, I Don't Need Your Fucking Rules. And we started this set with Hang on the Boxes, Asshole, I'm Not Your Baby. Both Hang on the Box and the Ouch were part of Beijing's early punk scene, centered around a tiny venue in the university district called the Scream Club. Scream brought together the city's young musicians and gelled them, for the first time, into a coherent scene. While the venue only lasted for a little over a year, it later transformed itself into a label and released albums for several early bands, further helping spread punk across the country. Meanwhile, two students from Beijing's MIDI Music School, disillusioned with the capital, moved to the southern city of Wuhan, and in 1996 sparked a scene to rival that of Beijing. From the start, Wuhan punk was raw, political, and internationally connected. Bands like SMZB and Sodola toured European squats as early as 2004 and were some of the first to help foreign DIY acts perform in China. Later, in the early 2000s, after the closure of Scream Club, two new punk scenes emerged. In the heart of Beijing, a harder-edged street punk scene formed around bands like Kill Tomorrow, Misandao, The Turmoil, Goober Skin Bomb, and The Unsafe. Known for their rowdy brand of chaos punk, they were banned from most bars in the city and adopted the moniker Beijing Rejects. While in a northwest subdistrict of Beijing named Qinghe and nicknamed Qinghell by the local punks, musicians who drew influence from acts like the New York Dolls, the Dead Boys, and Joy Division began experimenting with the 77 and post-punk influenced sound. The two groups often performed together at a small venue next to the Forbidden City called the What Bar. Our next set covers a few bands from Beijing's second wave, starting with The Believers, Fuck the Red Land, from their 2004 release by the same name.
Don't hide the mice! Don't hide the mice! You'll make the mice all right! Don't hide the mice! Don't hide the mice! You'll make the mice all right! Come on!
的时候，我就知道你。
The track you just heard was Joyside's I Don't Care About Your Society, off their 2004 album Drunk is Beautiful. Before that was Pyaliang Yanjing by Another Idea. Before that, The Unsafe with Hello Sid. And we started the set with The Believers' Fuck the Red Land. As punk continued to grow in China, regional scenes developed, and by the mid-2000s, a solid touring network had formed with stops in most provincial capitals. This period is documented quite well in two films, Kevin Fritz's Wasted Orient and David Harris's A Tour of the Public Kingdom. We'll kick off this next set of regional bands with Xi'an's The No Name, performing their song Get Free, off their 2006 demo of the same name.
Life for all the way. Wait, don't be afraid. 在你看来没有什么区别，他们骂的真而不是毫无意义。那怪事的传统观念给你带来无尽的压力，让你那点可怜的梦想消失殆尽。别做混蛋狗，这才是你生活的全部，别在霓虹灯下迷失自己。No good standard，但是当权者当一炮弹，改变只是想让平庸的死去。跟我说 motherfucker， 跟我说 motherfucker， 跟你的生活说 motherfucker， 跟我说 motherfucker。 今天明天在你看来没有什么区别，我的妈的这而不是毫无意义。怪兽的传统观念给你带来无尽的压力，让那点可怜的梦想消失殆尽。别做混蛋狗，这才是你生活的全部，别在霓虹灯下迷失自己。No good standard，那是当权者当一炮弹，改变只是想让你平庸的死去。跟我说 motherfucker，跟我说 motherfucker， 跟你的生活说 motherfucker， 跟我说 motherfucker， go。
That last track was Wei Renminbi Fu Wu by the Kunming anarcho-punks, Goruda. Before that was Guangzhou's Dai Chua Wa Dai with No Stage is the Best Stage. Before that, Shanghai's Top 4 Circus with We Don't Want You to Understand Us. Nanjing's Angry Jerks with Duai de Shenghuo, Show Motherfucker. And Wuhan's Sudola with Motor Youth. And we started this set off with Get Free by the band The No Name from Xi'an. Over the past decade and a half, the Chinese scene has grown with regular punk shows and festivals across the country. Bands like Demerit and Gumbly tour internationally, and quite a few foreign acts have made their way to China. While there are way more bands than I've had time to play on this show, I encourage anyone interested to look up the ones I've mentioned and reach out. We'll kick off this last set of some of the most active current bands, with Demerit performing Barefaced Lies and Bullshit Peace.
We'll never be born of sword. We'll never be born of sword. No summit to your force. We'll never be born of sword. Slaughter out.
Civilization, why? Civilization, why?
just heard Xiao Wang's Stasi. Before that was Dummy Toys with Street Punk Girls off their 2020 release Not a Puppet on DMC Records. Before that was Gumbleed with Civilization Crime off their 2010 demo No War But Class War. And we started the set with Demerit's Barefaced Lies and Bullshit Peace. Thanks for listening to this edition of Maximum Rock and Roll Remote Radio. My name is Nevin, and this has been a brief introduction to the history of punk in China. If you've enjoyed the show, more episodes are available at MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio, or subscribe and rate the show wherever you find podcasts. You can contact Maximum Rock and Roll Radio at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com, or over Twitter at MMRRadio. If you make music and want to be played on the show, you can submit 2 copies of vinyl or 1 copy of CD only and cassette release to MRR PO Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609, USA. Thanks to Brandy and Paul for editing the show. A clean version for radio is available at radio.maximumrockandroll.com. Lastly, if you can, please donate to Maximum Rock and Roll at maximumrockandroll.com/donate. I'll leave you with tracks from 2 of my Beijing-based bands. The first is DIY by Fanzui Shangfa, off our 2010 split 7-inch with SS20. And the second is Qian by Struggle Session, off our 2019 release, Sudamerica Rido Yilmore.
DIY，谁能阻止你的想法？谁要阻止你的想法？谁在冲你微笑？